Well, good morning, everyone. So most of you probably know that I like candy. It's probably not a big surprise to most of you, especially if you were here before we had to sit like this, because I'd have that bucket of candy down here for the kids every Sunday morning. So when I was a kid, I liked candy then too. And I used to carry around a denim purse, and it mostly just had candy in it. But I wouldn't eat my candy all at one time. I would save my candy and only eat a little bit at a time to try to make it last. But there were times when I wasn't supposed to eat my candy, like before dinner, and sometimes I would sneak a piece. And if I got caught, of course, I would get in trouble. And so maybe you, like me, like candy, or maybe you like cookies, and you are tempted to sneak one before dinner, and you hear words that often sound like, "Don't eat that, you'll ruin your dinner." Or maybe when you were a kid, you heard that. And you know if you have ever eaten too much candy or too many cookies that you did ruin your dinner because you filled up and maybe even your stomach hurt. And instead of eating something that was yummy and good for you, you had already eaten your fill and gotten into trouble. Sometimes we are tempted to eat those sweet things when we shouldn't. Sometimes there are other things that we are tempted to do when we're not supposed to do. And generally, when we do those things, we miss out on something even better. If we eat all that candy or all those cookies before dinner, we miss out on that yummy dinner and something that is good for us, and instead we eat something that's not so good for us. Well, the Bible tells us in the book of James that every good and perfect gift comes from above, that God does not tempt us, but God gives us good gifts. And sometimes we are tempted to do what we want to do instead of what we know that God wants us to do. But God always knows what's best, and He always wants to give us good gifts, and He wants what's best for us. And so if instead of doing the things that we want to do, we do the things that God wants us to do, then we'll be doing what's best for us. And we will be accepting the good gifts that God wants to give us. You see, God doesn't want us to have terrible lives. He wants us to have great lives. He wants us to live our best lives. But in order to be able to do that, He wants us to do what He wants us to do because He knows what's best. So when you are tempted to do your own thing and something you know that you shouldn't, remember that God has good gifts for you. All you have to do is listen to God and to follow Him, and by doing that, you'll be accepting the good gifts that God has for you. We may never know what good gifts God has for us if all we do what we want to do. So this week when you're tempted, think about what God wants you to do and do your best to do what God wants you to do. You never know what good gift He has around the corner. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for all the good gifts you give us. Help us to listen to you and to do what you want us to do. Help us to say no to the things that aren't good for us. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.